What's up? What's up? Welcome back to another episode of Ear Space. On today's podcast, we get to know 20 Mias 01. We talked about his life and his journey through space and time and music and all that good stuff. It's a fun conversation. I'm sure you all will enjoy it. The song used on this episode is called Reasons by 20 Mias 01. There'll be a link in the description wherever you're listening to check out his tunes. As always, Earspace is made possible by Rock 10 Productions. If you're looking for any recording, mixing, or mastering for your audio project, check out rock10productions.com. That's rok10productions.com. If you've been enjoying what we have been doing here at Earspace, please consider voting for us. There'll be a link in the description below. We were nominated by the Central PA Music Hall of Fame for Best Music Podcast. It's pretty cool. There's a event, I think it's sometime in late March, but there'll be a link in the description wherever you're listening to vote for us. Means a lot. Really do appreciate it. And without further ado, here's our conversation with 20 Mias 01.
You say that you need me. You say that they geeking. I was in the deep end, in the trenches creeping. Luxury speeding. You change like the season. You left for no reason. Goons out here, yeah, they squeezing. And they leave you bleeding. And they leave you bleeding. Family's crying, yeah, for these reasons. Family's crying, yeah, for these reasons. I'ma tell you reasons. I'ma give you reasons. These are all the reasons.
Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for coming on your space. If you want to just introduce yourself, tell me a little bit about you, and we'll get on into the pod.
I'm 20 Mias 01 from Link City, PA, from Almanac Avenue. Mom had me at 15, all that. Yeah.
Where?
It goes on.
Yeah. But your name is, where did that come from?
It's half my name of Jeremias.
Okay. Gotcha.
It has 8 letters in it, and I just cut it in half.
Yeah.
And it's Mias.
Gotcha. And where do the numbers come from?
It's in the middle of 2001, 20 Mias 01.
Okay. Gotcha. Is that when you were born?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Where? That's fucking awesome, man.
July 5th, 2001.
So you're what, 22?
Yeah, 22 years old.
Dope, dude. What's it like being 22 in 2024?
It's busy. Yeah. I got a lot of shit on my shoulders. Got a daughter. She's 2 years old.
Word?
Yeah.
What's that feel like, being a father?
Puts a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
But a good pressure. You feel me? It's like charcoal to a fire. You feel me? Mm. It's like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
It just keeps me going, motivated.
Yeah. Yeah. You're responsible for not only yourself anymore, you know? Yeah. I can't imagine, man. I'm 30 years old. I don't have any kids. I think about it every once in a while, you know, maybe someday in the future, but fuck, man. Good on you. Good on you for being a dad. Is it weird, like, conceptually?
Man, I knew I was going to have a kid, but I don't know what age, though. It just happened.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
It was, like, in the moment, you feel me?
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
That's it's weird. A lot of people will be like, oh, you know, I'm planning for kids or this or whatever, but, like, 90% of everybody I know that are just like, yeah, all right, I have a kid now, you know? That's fucking awesome, man. So we're going to kind of, like, bounce around all over the place. Here, you said Almanac. Do you know, are you familiar at all with the Almanac podcast? I don't think it's around anymore, but did you ever hear about that?
Yeah, that's,
with, Mac?
Mac.
Yeah, Mac and, Eddie.
Eddie, Mac and Eddie.
Yeah.
I used to work with Eddie.
Oh, no shit.
He cuts hair right now.
Oh, okay, cool, cool.
Yeah, I cut hair. Yeah, Almanac, yo, for real, Ginger Bull, right? Spanish Bull.
Yeah. He's a producer as well.
Yeah, producer, yeah, he makes music and all that.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them. I just talked to Mac the other day. He's doing a beat contest coming up here shortly. I don't know if I should say it on the podcast, but it's coming out. Beat contest here in Lancaster. It's gonna be awesome. Check it out. I don't have any more information than that, but he's a cool dude. Yeah, man. So were you like you? Have you always been in Lancaster, or like were you born out here?
Born and raised, like. I was out here till like 7th grade. My mom moved me out 8th grade. Like,
okay.
I was getting crazy.
Yeah.
And She just wanted me to mellow myself down. They don't want to follow my pop's footsteps and all that. Mm. Like, my dad's side. But she corrected me and all that. Mm. Got me situated. Like, I know what I'm capable of. I did my dirt in the past.
Yeah.
But now, like, I'm in a positive direction.
You yeah.
know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I got my daughter in. Like, I'm thinking about not just me. My family too now. You feel me? Back in the day, I was selfish. Yeah, we were all selfish when we were young boys.
Yeah.
But now, it's just, it's not about me no more.
Right.
It's people depending on me. That's how I feel.
Yeah. No, I could take that. What kind of, like, role did music play in your life, like, growing up? Like you said, you know, well, actually, you didn't say when you started making music yet. We'll get into that. But did you have, like, music playing a lot, like, in the household? Or the famine of music? Or
yeah, I swear I was born to music.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, my pop, every time I was around my pop, it was Pac, Tupac, Big Pun.
Mm.
You know, you got Wu-Tang in the mix.
Yeah.
Jodeci. You know, I have all that. He had all the mixes yeah. when I was around him. When I was with my mom, that was like R&B. Feel okay. me?
Yeah.
Like Usher.
Yeah.
You know, Trey Songz.
Yeah.
Beyonce, Rihanna, all that. And I praise that because that's what made me. You know, I had old bachata songs growing up. You know, dembo songs, all that. Reggaeton, reggae, you know. I got the hippie music from my grandma.
Okay.
You know, the Marvin Gaye era, all that.
Yeah.
So, like, I got different eras. Because my mom from the 80s, 90s, and my uncles is from the 90s, 2000s.
Okay.
Gotcha. And I'm the 2000s baby.
Right.
Because I told you, my mom had me at 15. I grew up in an 8-people household.
Mm.
So, like, her siblings is like my siblings.
Right.
Feel me?
Right.
I got an uncle 10 years older than me. Uncle 5 years older than me, and I'm older than the uncle. You feel
yeah,
me?
That's wild. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Like, and then I got my aunt, my mom, grandma. Feel me?
Yeah.
Despite my grandma, you know, she had like a relationship with another woman. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't judge nobody. Feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what included up to 8 people. You feel me?
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
So you got like a big, big family?
Yeah, I grew up. Grew up in a big household, cramped up household, you feel me?
Yeah.
If you know about Almanac, you know, you feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
cramped, especially with 8.
Right.
Grandma working, trying her best, mom going to school, trying to graduate, feel me? All that.
Yeah. Is it like a positive relationship with everybody? I mean, I know there's always ups and downs in life and whatnot. But
I love my family. I'm family oriented.
Like, good. That's good, man.
Sounds how about you? Like, huh? You family oriented? Like, how was your upbringing? How was you? How
yeah.
did you get into all of this?
Yeah, it's kind of like a loaded question, but or like a loaded answer. But yeah, I mean, you know, I have a good relationship with my family. Kind of like splintered out and stuff. Everybody's really focused on, like, you know, work and all that stuff. I wouldn't say I'm like super, super close with anybody necessarily, but yeah, I mean, I got into all this shit. I was in a band when I was 14. This kid I went to school with, his dad was in this like cover band, and they had like a practice space at their house. And at that time in Lancaster, like, metalcore was super fucking popular, like August Burns Red, Texas in July, like, wah, you know, like screamo and shit.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know, young fucks that were doing dumb bullshit and smoking cigarettes outside of Turkey Hills and stuff. And we were like, let's fucking light shit on fire and start a metal band, you know?
Yeah, I was going wild. Oh.
Yeah, it was a fun time period. And then, you know, one thing led to another. We ended up playing some shows, and we had an opportunity to record a record in like a real studio that ended up turning into Atrium, which is over at Rock Lidditz now. And I just kind of fell in love with the whole audio world, and flash forward years and years later.
Shout out to those, you know, people that got them into the mix and got them yeah. opportunities.
Yeah, it's wild, man. I mean, like, I've talked about it a little bit on the podcast, but I've been very, like, fortunate to have that opportunity. But on the flip side now, as an adult, to have like, you know, 13-year-old, 14-year-old kids in here making music and they're like, oh shit, like I want to get into this. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is the fucking experience that I had at that age that then formulated my whole life. So it's really cool to be able to, you know, give that vibe back to the younger folks out there. But yeah, I don't know. Family shit's fucking weird, you know. But it sounds like you had a really cool, diverse like amount of music like growing up and shit. Like, do you say that like when it's always like a weird way to phrase it, but like when did you decide like, all right, like I'm gonna start making my own music?
I've been saying that since like middle school, like, yo.
Yeah.
Cause I've been rapping since I was like, I don't even know. My uncle's been saying like since I was like 5'4", like freestyling. Like,
yeah.
Making up my own words. You know, a little right. kid shit, you feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah.
Gibberish. But got older, like towards the end of elementary, middle school, started going crazy, like lunch tables.
Yeah.
You know, pencils and all that.
Hell yeah.
High school, same thing. Then towards like, I was like getting a drive off of it because like everybody like always, I don't know what y'all clarified, gas and whatever, gas and bros head up.
Yeah.
But they be like, yo, bro, you go hard.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn. And when I graduated, that's when I hit the stool.
Mm.
That's when I hit the stool. Met bro, Lil Almighty. At Pro Sounds, Harrisburg.
Yeah. Hell yeah, shout out to them.
Like, I did a couple in the basement, but it wasn't right, feel yeah. me? It was ass, you feel me? Like it wasn't the same. I didn't even save them songs, for real, for real.
Yeah.
When I went to the junk in Pro Sounds, it was like, damn. I fell in love instantly with my voice.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, yeah. come connect. And then... You know, I do barbering too, so like,
okay,
I'm all about art. You know, making music, you scrapping it from nothing, and you making it into something. You
right.
feel me?
Right. Yeah.
It's like a piece of paper, like yeah. a blank piece of paper. Y'all gotta make the beat and all that.
Yeah.
Make it secure, and find the right voice for it. You feel me? It's mm-hmm. like a little puzzle. You feel me?
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. A puzzle.
Yeah.
I like that analogy. Yeah, it is weird. I mean, like, you know, everything that. I mean, not even just outside of music. Like, look around here, you know what I mean? Like, this pillow fucking didn't exist. And then someone was like, oh, I'm going to put this shit together. And you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's fucking crazy when you think about it, bro. Like
everything in here, yeah.
yeah. Like, life, bro. Like, buildings. Like
shit is art.
Everything comes from nothing.
Shit is art, bro. It's just another
yeah.
branch of art. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
Because art is art. What do you call a musician? An artist. You
yeah,
feel me?
Right,
an
right.
artist. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's art. So, like, I'm an artist. When I say I'm an artist, I write, I draw, I paint.
Yeah.
I could do, you know, clay. You know, I could
yeah,
do that.
Yeah.
Like, I could sculpt. Like, but music, too, is like, you know, you want to say something off your chest. Say a vibe off your chest. Say how you feeling off your chest. Anything. You feel me?
Yeah.
Anything that gets a spark going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome that you're like doing other stuff too. It's a thing that I've been really trying to practice in my own life lately is like, all right, like music solves one creative problem for me. If I'm like, I have an idea that I can express sonically, cool. But then like drawing, you know, I've never really been a great drawer or anything, but the sculpting aspect of it actually. I went and got some, you know, just shitty like put in the oven clay and I've been making these weird faces and it's just like a whole other lane of creativity that I never really, you know, fucked with before. That I'm happy to hear that you're experimenting with all different kinds of stuff. When it comes to the hair and barbering and stuff, like I'm fascinated though, because I mean you can tell I got fucking long ass hair,
ponytail.
I haven't had a haircut in an embarrassing amount of time. I'm really embracing the whole like fucking chic homeless look on a daily basis. My hair is a fucking mess, but like, take me through like kind of how you got into that. I mean, and what goes into it? Like,
I got family into it.
Yeah,
like, I got family into it. Like, and Lancaster has mad barbershops.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
there are a lot.
100, 200, some Somewhere around that range. It's like a corner store, bodega. Yeah. You feel me? You know, it's the lifestyle. That's all I saw out here. It was either the corner store, street niggas, you feel me? Or the barbershop. Mm. That was the lifestyle here. You feel me? For me. You feel me? That's what I saw. And I connect to it because it is art. You balding shit out. You feel me?
Yeah.
You fading. That's art. Feel me? Like shading and all that. All that. It's art. Designs, all that.
It's kind of like, is it, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like sculpting, but like with
a head.
Yeah.
Like, you got the scissor cuts, people that got the scissors, you want the scissor going on, all that. And you got the people that don't want scissors.
Yeah.
Just got grades, fade up, use that wrist motion. Mm. Feel me? But I'm trying to connect both of these together. Feel me? Like, got a little idea for this shit. For like the barber and music shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could dig that, man. But years and years ago, it's kind of like not even really on the bucket list, just kind of like a back of the mind idea. But at some point, the next logical like step for Rock 10 and the studios, like we want to have our own building, kind of like a modular space where we have the studio, but we also have like other like flexible space.
Yeah.
And Ian is a personal trainer. So he was like, dude, let's fucking have a gym and a studio. And I was like, all right, we'll figure that out. And then I got some other buddies that do like barbering and stuff. And they're like, dude, let's have a haircut spot and a studio and a gym. And I was like, from a business aspect, there's some questionable shit with that. But I think conceptually, it's a pretty cool idea. You know what I mean? But what like, I mean, you don't got to put all the shit out there if you don't want to. But what do you think in like, what do you mean combine the two?
I'm going to say one part. Like, I want to take my niggas on. Like, if I go on a show tour.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, you know, get them crispy. You feel me?
Okay, got you. Like a touring.
Instead of them going somewhere like, yo, let me do this shit real quick. You know?
Right.
You know? I'd be right there on the spot. You need a cut, get there. You feel me?
Yeah.
And you my brody.
Yeah.
Going on a tour with me.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Are you like an independent?
I cut your head, take you on a tour. You might have to, you mean?
Right.
Buy a round on me. Or like, you buy a round on you or some shit. You feel me? Give me a shot, some shit. I don't know. But I'm all about love, bro. Giving to people. But like, if I can get to you, you got to make some of it. You feel me?
Right,
like,
right.
I ain't going to give you another. I'm going to give you one.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to give you another. Like, you got to make some of it. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's me. Because I'm going to show love, bro. I'm going to show love.
Are you like an independent? Do you like work in a bunch of different places? Or is there like one shop that you work at?
I work at one shop.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Where is it at? Do you want to shout it out?
It's out in New Holland, the Barber Room. Shout that out. Ray the Barber, James Craven, Sway. You know, Mine's Too Crafty. That's me. Mine's Too Crafty. But, you know, come connect. We got a website and everything. You want to come tour, get a nice haircut, come through. Book with the guys.
Hell yeah.
Choose which one you like. Got the picture and all.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out. I'm sure like, you know, like a studio and like a podcast and like any place, like, you know, you have a bunch of different personalities in there and stuff, like chopping it up. Like, you have any like super fond memories? Like, you ever have like a super wild fucking conversation with somebody while you're cutting them?
There's mad wild conversations.
Yeah, like I say, like it's, bitch, I'd imagine there's probably a lot.
Political, you know, spiritual, you know, religions, you know, all types of talking that, John. Like, you shit that you don't even think that would come out of a human being's mouth. You feel me? Like, there's just so much I could say, but I don't, it's just mad shit that's just crazy. Like, went into the barbershop.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
Because that's when people come and vent what they think and what they feeling. How they view something, bringing their little philosophy point, you know, their opinion. You know, it's all about opinions at the end of the day, so you can't argue with another man's opinion because you got your own. Mm. Feel me? It's either y'all come to a, you know, half-half agreement, y'all realize each other's standpoint, or y'all going to be hard-headed. Just might as well change the conversation. Feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should start a barbershop podcast.
That's what we was talking about.
You like interview people while you're cutting them and shit.
That's what we was talking about.
I'd listen to that.
Brody got the whole little mic joints that go to your shirt.
Yeah, like the little clip-on joints. Yeah. That'd be perfect.
We was talking about it.
Dude, it's super easy to start a podcast, man. All you got to do is like have a general idea. When you first start out, like the audio doesn't even have to be like amazing. You know what I mean? The content is what people really care about. And then, you know, you work through it and make it sound better and shit. Like there's a podcast that I used to listen to that the audio quality was like fucking like almost unbearable, but the content was so interesting that I was like, yeah, I'll fucking, you know, I'll listen to it. But no, that'd be cool, man. I'd support that shit.
Yeah, man. You gonna make a place of this, man. I ain't even gonna lie. You say you want your own building, Rock 10 building.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's easier said than done. This is our third studio, I think. Yeah. It's our third spot. And like every time it gets better and gets bigger and more involved or whatever. But yeah, I mean, like realistically, like I just want to be able to like help other creators as well. And I can't really do that here. You know what I mean? Like this space works really great for like recording, mixing, mastering and all that stuff. And like we just started doing like band rehearsals and whatnot. But like, you know, to have be like, all right, say you want to host your own podcast. Like we do that too, but we can only do like one at a time. You know what I mean? Shit like that. And like painting and shit. Like we can't have
like you want something here. That's rooms for like recording. You can have a room that has the middle room, like, you know, the podcast room.
Yeah, yeah.
You like, know, something like that.
Multiple rooms.
Yeah, multiple rooms for different subjects to what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And we, like, one of the real big things that we're working on this year is, like, teaching and shit, like, teaching classes and whatnot. And it'd be really cool to have, like, a proper classroom, if you will, teach people how to engineer and shit. But who knows? It's like fucking the commercial building market is, it's fucked. You know,
it's wild out here now. Shit's going up, prices going up.
Yeah,
shit's getting fucked. Everything.
Inflation is nuts.
Shit a bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody about it this morning. It's like, you know, I'm a little bit older than you, but like generationally, I guess we're still probably in the same bracket, probably or whatever. You know, like our grandparents or whatever, like. When they were growing up and shit, like the housing, regardless of your financial situation, like the housing market was completely fucking different. You know, you could realistically buy a house for, you know, 40 grand or whatever. Now that time is fucking.
That 40 grand back in the day, right now, that shit like.
Yeah.
Probably like 200.
Yeah, man. I mean, like with calculating inflation and stuff, like for sure. But also like the gaps were just different. You know what I mean? Like I've been renting for a while. I would love to own a home, but like, you know, shit's fucking wonky out here, man.
For real. Like, I'ma keep it a beam. Yeah, I dropped the album, you know, such and such, like four or five years ago.
Mm.
First singles like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm still in the start, you feel me? Like, I feel like I'm still in the start. Like, I ain't getting cocky. I'm still humbling myself. I'm still being humble.
Good.
You know, like, I know this is just the start, like, because, you know, everything's just going how it goes, how life goes.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting till my turn. You know, like, I'm not that tight to bash somebody, to get they peoples to get on my side. Like, I'm not that tight to jump ship.
No, it's good.
Not the type to take the easy route. It's either it's going to happen at this time or another time. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I'm doing barbering. You feel me? Yeah. Keeping revenue coming through.
Yep.
But I'm about to drop another album. Feel me? My second debut album.
Yeah.
And I'm about to make merches for that shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that shit's going to make mad revenue. And then I'm going to try to. I'm trying to look for somebody to connect me with shows, tours, all that.
Oh, yeah.
To get more revenue coming through.
Yeah.
With this shit. Because I know, like, I got ideas with this shit. You feel me? Like, I got merches coming through with my album. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm playing it. I'm not dropping that album without the merch.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I always tell artists, like, no matter where you are in your career, if you don't know or yet or whatever, like, use your music as the means to sell, like to advertise something that you're selling. You know what I mean? Like whether that's tickets to a show or a t-shirt or whatever, because like the streams, like, bro, the streams are not making people money.
Even, that's what, you know, I'm what I mean? Saying. Like
a million streams is what, like $1,200 or something like that?
Like,
I mean, that's nice. That's not nothing, but you know what it takes to get a million streams? Like hella fucking marketing and all that other shit. Like the over under on that's fucked.
Yeah, man, shit, you know? Bro.
But like, I mean, like from a producer standpoint, from an engineer standpoint, like the industry is in such a fucking weird place. You know, I mean, it's always been weird. When digital shit came out, like it was like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome from a listener's perspective. You can listen to whatever you want. But I think it like genuinely fucked over all the artists. You know what I mean? Because like,
that's
you're not,
shit was like free.
You know, yeah, you're not like selling, like, yeah, it's not like you release an album. I mean, now don't get me wrong though. Like you could release your record and like sell digital downloads. You don't necessarily have to put it on Spotify or whatever. You know what I mean?
You can put it on Apple Music. People got to pay for that shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's still like relatively the same concept though. You know what I mean? Like,
but you got to pay for
like streaming wise.
So like that bird isn't getting taken out my Apple Music.
Yeah.
That's just distributing to the Apple company and a little bit of portion to the artist.
Yeah.
So Lord knows how many plays is on that junk. Like they getting bread. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Plus they got all title. They got mad shit that people pay for this shit.
Yeah, title's a weird one. Like they pay out
that's
artists.
A new one, right?
Well, it's been around for a while, but the biggest issue with title is like they pay artists more than like Spotify and Apple, but way less people have Tidal than like Spotify and Apple.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like if the fans of the music really wanted to support the artists, everyone would just listen on Tidal. But it's like not as cool, quote unquote, as like Spotify and Apple or whatever. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
It's fucked up. But I would say, like, to your point though, like with the merch, that's fucking awesome, dude. Like, let me know, man. Like, whatever comes out, we'll definitely support, get some stuff. But, like, you know, shows and merch is really the best way that you can.
This is going to be on the merch right here.
Oh, that's dope. You draw that?
Yeah, I drew that, John. I was just having fun. Quick drawing real quick.
Yeah.
I wasn't being serious. But I'm going to put that. I'm trying to have that on the shirt. Little cartoon version of me. I always wanted a little cartoon version of me, and I just made it. You feel me? So like, let me fuck it. Let me draw this shit.
Yeah.
It's a little cartoon version of me. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna smack that on the joint. And you gotta tell me what your favorite number, because I'm gonna smack that on the back of the whatever on my
it's
merch.
12.
It's 12?
Why I don't is it 12? Know why. Why I have no 12? Idea. So when I was a kid, I had you know, like the number 2 pencils?
Yeah.
Somebody had given me like a number 12 pencil. And like, I think it was just like a number 2 pencil, but that they like put the one on there, and I was like, 12 is cool, but also like 12 is a bad number when it comes to like cops and shit, like fuck cops or whatever, all that. It's a whole other fucking story, right? But then like, I don't know, like I was just like, I gotta pick a number. It'll be 12.
It'll be 12.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I don't know why. I mean, what's your favorite number?
15.
Why?
My mom had me at 15.
Oh, okay, that's a better explanation than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm playing. That's the reason why, especially I'm trying to separate my merch from a lot of merches. Like, I'm trying to include numbers, like favorite numbers. What's your favorite number? Like, you feel me? You can put any number you want, bro.
Right, right.
Any number.
Yeah.
You can put 1, 2, 3 on that joint. Like, you feel me? Like, any number. Yeah. Anything that connects to you. You feel me? What's your favorite number? Like,
yeah.
A lot of people's are 7s. That's the most, like.
Yeah.
Like, common favorite number for real. Like, yeah, I hear that shit from everybody.
Lucky number 7.
Or 1.
Yeah. 10's a good number, too.
Yeah.
It's, like, very clean. 1-0.
But I'm trying to put that shit on the shirts, trying to, you know, advertise my album with that shit.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, that's where the money's coming through. Like, I'm not dumb. Like, I know... The music ain't just gonna give you the bread. You're like,
yeah.
You're like, it's like, that's that. I wish it's that easy, but it's not. Like, you feel me? Like, there's back ends to this shit. Like, you gotta be, and I'm trying to spread this to other artists because I was stuck for a minute too, trying to figure this shit out. Now I figured this shit out. You feel me? So like, any new upcoming artists that just think that y'all just gonna drop an album and just sit on it and think that shit's gonna come through with bread.
Yeah.
No, no. Yeah. You gotta get off your ass and sell some merch. Sell something that relates to your album. You feel me?
Yep.
Sell something. Feel me? Do something around that. You feel me? Yeah. And make some revenue coming through involved with that. You feel me? And that's how I strongly advise people to do. You feel me?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like we've been trying to talk about it on the podcast as much as possible. And obviously, like in the studio and stuff, telling people about it. But yeah, I mean, merch, shows, tickets, you know, fucking stuff, whatever. But another real important thing to note that you just touched on too is like, you know, you can't just like release a record without a giant fan base and everyone's going to hear it. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be like super fucking active in the world of marketing, you know, and promoting stuff that like, yeah, you hear, you know, insert whatever, like Drake or something like that drops an album, doesn't promote it. Of course, fucking mad people hear it. He's already got a huge fan base. But if you don't have like thousands of people that are waiting for your project, you got to push it, you know?
But people don't know. It takes these artists hella long to get where they at, though.
Yeah.
Like Meek Mill.
Yeah, yeah.
It took him hella long to get where he was at. You feel me?
Yeah.
He ain't take no easy route. He, like, took the long route.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like, and I'm going through that shit, too. Like, I relate to some of these artists. Like, Dirk, all of them. Like, mm-hmm. you know, Chief, all of them. It took them, like, a little while. Feel me? Because you don't know what's behind the curtain.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Y'all just see the pop off. That shit. You just see the pop off. You think that shit was easy.
Yeah.
You know, like PME Rock, he dropped Fleek. That's what made him pop.
Yeah.
Feel me? That's what kept him going. But he had albums before that, songs before that. Feel me? That's like, I know I'm going to drop albums right here, right now. But there's it's just going to keep upgrading.
Yeah, you're just building the foundation.
Yeah, it's going to keep going up and up and up and up. Like like a volume bar. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I could dig that, man. Like, I say this all the time. Like, it's been like 12 years now since Rock 10 started. And like, I'm definitely in a better place than I was years and years ago. But I could agree with you 100% where I feel personally, like with my beats and with the studio and whatever, like we're still at the beginning. You know what I mean? And to say that out loud is like 12 years. Like, what the fuck? But it's like, all right, like, I think like if you look at it from a place of like being humble, but also like being like, I will always be better, then like you will always be at the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a great story that I heard years ago that I would love to tell you. It's very short, but there was a celloist, 97 years old, had played Madison Square Garden, played all these giant fucking venues, toured the world, world renowned, won all the Grammys, all this stuff. Yeah. 97 years old, playing the cello. He was interviewed before he was about to accept some giant award. You know, he had already done whatever, but they were like, you know, what have you been up to? Whatever. And he's like, I'm practicing. They're like, why are you still practicing? You're 97 years old. You've done everything. And he's like, I think I'm getting better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like that shit, I will never forget that. You know what I mean? Like no matter where you're at in your craft or your art or your life, like you can always do better. And you know, if you're not trying to do better, then you're stagnant and you're fucking up. You know what I mean?
There's always a prime year.
Yeah.
Prime era of somebody. You feel me?
Yeah, I can dig
that. It don't matter what. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's even with artists. They have prime eras. And then they just, you know, they just had a nice little 5-6 year and then fell off. Like, where he went?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, it depends, like, you know. But yeah.
But there's artists like, you know, Drake, you know, G Herb.
Yeah.
Like the people I'm naming is like legends that are growing right now. Like Dirk, you know, who else? It's been like Nac07, my brother, you feel me? Like we like it's just growth. Like it's just growth. Like I just see growth in all these artists that Drake is just going, that man, I don't even know what's going on. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like Herb, he a different breed. He got his own shit. Like he's solo dolo with his own shit. Like
yeah.
And that's the person that I look up to. I want to do shit solo dolo with my own shit. Like, yeah. I want to do it solo dolo. I don't want to be a puppet. You feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah, yeah.
But I got to watch myself in this industry because, like, I know what's in this shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, like, I stay all positive, stay 10 toes and all that. But, like, this shit, I hope this shit going to keep going through because my family came from nothing. You yeah. feel me? And yeah. we need it. You feel me?
Yeah.
We need it. Like, somebody needs to stand up, and I'm trying to stand up. Like, I'm trying to do something.
Yeah.
Feel me? Trying to keep other people motivated with me. Feel me? Because I can't just be the only one up, going. I got to motivate somebody to keep me going as well.
Right.
It's like you encourage somebody, and it encourages you because you yeah, encourages yeah. them. Feel me?
Like, it's a positive cycle, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild, bro. Where do you see, like, I know you said you dropped the record a little while ago and you're working on a new one right now. Like, what's your, I know you kind of touched on it, but like, what's your plan with music?
My plan with music?
Like, what's the next 5 years ideally look like for you?
Bro, I'm going to keep it a beam. I don't care about the fame. I don't care about the money. I just want my family good, safe.
Yeah.
And well fed. Like, fuck all the extra shit. Like, you know. Like, I'm a regular person, you feel yeah. me? I bleed like you feel me? I think, you know, got a brain just like you, you feel me? Like, shit, like, yeah, like, I just want the people around me good, like, because we've been down on lows for a long time, and just, you know, I seen man shit, what they went through, and it's time to release some stress off their shoulders, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it's about time, you feel me? It's about time, bro.
And it's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. That's what I'm trying to say. That's beginning of this like episode. I said there's a lot of pressure on my shoulders. You feel me? That's that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I had role models that I seen growing up. My blueprints. I call them my blueprints.
Yeah.
People that fucked up, did the dumb shit, and I said, oh yeah, I can't do that dumb shit because you got caught up with that dumb shit. You feel me? Because I got hit up a couple times and shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
But that's life. You gotta learn about mistakes. And I learned other people's mistakes. Feel me? Try to craft it into a little smarter way too. Feel me? And yeah, I was like a very observant person. You know, kept it pushing. Don't talk about it. Kept it pushing. Feel me? That's what it's about. Don't mind your business. Feel me? Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
And probably like inherit it for like a time. You feel me? Time and being to act like that, what you just saw, you feel me? Because it's always a time and a place for shit.
How do you fucking navigate, like, that's a weird question because it's something that I've been talking about with people on the podcast for years and also personally trying to fucking figure out, like, how do you personally navigate the stress that is life? Like, what is your outlet if not music and art?
I'll probably be a free soul, bro. I don't even know what the hell I'll be, bro. I ain't trying. For I ain't trying to work for another man.
Yeah.
Like somebody that's too like pressured on me. Like, I'm my own man. You feel me? You're your own man.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna tell you what the hell to do type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's how I am as a human being, as a soul. Cause I'm a man myself. We're individual solo dolo people. You feel me?
Yeah.
As man, you feel me? The woman's the people that need somebody to rely on somebody. Us, we don't need nobody, you feel me? But we can have a woman to upgrade us more type shit. You feel me? Have a better little, you know, little rock stable, you know what I'm saying? All that, like, have a little, you know, stability.
Yeah.
And, but as a man, we don't like being told what to do. Feel me? So, like, that's how I'm coming. That's why I'm saying what I'm doing with my shit, I'm doing it solo dolo with my family. Feel me? I'm not gonna have some bull over here come in, crash into my shit. And yeah. then put strings on my shit and have us all puppets and shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, nah, that shit's not going. You feel me? I can't have like that. Yeah. That's just how I'm coming. Like, That's just how I feel. I don't know how you feel about shit like that.
No, I get that. Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah, it's kind of, there's a lot with that for sure.
Like working for somebody, like, you feel me?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say the whole 12 years thing is just to put that in picture. Like, it's been now like 4 years since this has been the full time thing. But up until that, I was always working for somebody else. And like, yeah, yeah, like it's, I can't imagine doing it anymore.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like the doing and stuff on your own, I think is more stressful, but also like, there, yeah, you know, like I'm,
you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it alone, but like, you don't have somebody to like, always like nagging you on something. Like, you know what I mean?
But I mean, I would say to the adverse of that though, is like, I feel like the people that come and work to the studio, like, are my boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I treat everybody
for you, you know.
Every time I meet a client, like, how you doing, boss? You feel me? I treat everybody like bosses as well.
Yeah.
Like, but, I keep that you know, that manly power in them. That hello, boss, how you doing? That's you give them that manly power, like they feel confident with themselves when you say boss with them. You feel me?
Yeah.
They like, "Oh shit." Like, "Oh shit." All right. Like, I guess I'm a boss today. You feel me? Get this cut. Stand like a boss, you know, do shit like a boss.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, like everybody don't want to, like, as a man, everybody don't want to like be told what to do and certain things. I can't say everything, certain things. You know,
trying to find a balance, man.
Cuz you know, it's freedom of will. We're going to do what we're going to do. You feel me? You just going to tell us, it's either we're going to take that option or we're going to do our option. You feel me? It's like options on the table.
That's a valid point. Yeah. But I mean, and we kind of glossed over it a little bit, but like, and if you don't want to talk about it, it's fine. But like, how do you like unwind when you're not making music and, you know, with all the stress of life and all the pressure on your shoulders or whatever, like, how do you stay calm? Is there anything that you do like specifically that you think works for you?
Man.
Like, do you fucking work out and shit, or do you punch shit? Like, I'm asking because like I'm currently in a situation where I'm like, all right, like I've just been pushing and pushing and pushing all my emotions away from work and work and work. And now I'm like, I don't really know fucking how to be a human anymore. You know? Like, how do you deal with that?
I work out.
Yeah.
That blows off a lot of steam. I work out, play the game, keep my mind occupied with something. Like, I keep my mind occupied because, like, I broke man walls, man doors. Like, I don't want to do that shit no more. That shit.
Yeah.
It, at the end of the day, you paying for it. You feel me?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like,
that's very true.
Like, I don't know. Like you said, get a punching bag or something. You know, stop. Don't break shit in the crib. You feel me? Just punch a punching bag. You feel me? Like, or work out. That's still like fighting type shit. Like, bro, when you fight, you lose stamina. You feel me? Like, you feel me? You get tired. Like, arms get heavy and shit. You feel me? Like, when you working out, you blowing off that steam. Like, if you get in an argument with Shawty, you just doing these right. Like, you feel me? Going crazy. Yeah. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
And that's blowing off steam. Like, you feel me? Blowing off anything that's on your mind. Or my uncle, like, he, what's that is? You know what I'm saying? Meditates. He meditates. Mm. You feel me? You can meditate. You feel me? He got, like, different stances and stuff like that. You know? Yeah. Different. He tells me what stances, what
you,
it means.
Do you meditate?
You know, if I meditate, it's because I'm thinking of bro. You feel me? My uncle, that's the one that I'm older than. You feel me?
Okay.
Jared, Red. That's Red. The bull Red. Because he was born 01. I was born 01. He was born 02. I'm born in July. He's born in February. So he's after New Year's. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, we even got a picture as newborns back to back, sitting back to back together. You feel me? So, like, that's like my brother. Like, that's literally my brother. Like, when I think about him, I do shit like that. Like, it motivates me because, like, he does shit like that. Like, he meditates. So, I'm like, all right, let me blow some steam off or some stress off.
Yeah.
Meditate. You feel me? But that's bro. You know, I do shit. Like, my household, feel me? I do shit like them when I'm thinking about them. You feel me? Mm. You feel me?
Yeah.
You get okay. what I'm trying to say? Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. If my mom was listening to this type of music at this time, because yeah. she was, like, in her bed, then I'd do that type shit. You yeah, feel okay. me? Like, you feel me? Like, if I think about somebody, I start, you know, mimicking what they did, what I seen yeah. as a kid type shit. You feel me?
That's cool.
I yeah. that. But that's me. That's yeah. me. Like, you yeah. feel me? That's just me. That's what makes me. You feel me? Like, if I think about somebody, I'm like, oh, shit, this is what they used to do. Like, damn, like, this is what, every time I was around them, this is what we was doing. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
You know, like me and you talking on the podcast, you feel me? Like, first yeah. time we smoked the little bag joint, you feel me? Like, yeah. you know, like, yeah. you know, shit like that. We was having a good time. And, you yeah. know, I would, you know, think about somebody like, all right, shit, like, that's how bro did it. Like, we going, like, yeah.
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 That's dope, man. I could take that.
Cause, you know, somebody lives forever in people, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's a real saying, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, what's the go-to is people die twice, right? One, you die when you physically leave, and then you die the last time that someone talks about you.
Yeah.
You know? I like to keep everybody alive as much as I can. But, you know, life goes on.
I don't want, like, I lost many people, but, like, I don't want to get on that subject, but, like, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. I'm not in the mind space for that right now either.
Yeah, yeah, there's mad shit going on as well over on my side. Like, this yeah. mad shit. I don't want to talk about that shit.
Life is fucking weird, man. You know, I keep thinking, like, as more time goes on, that, like, it's all going to make more sense, or I'm going to fucking figure out how to deal with everything better or whatever. But I think what is really changing is just, like, you know, I could say for myself and you know, I don't want to speak for you, but just to speak for others in general, that it's like, it's not that everything gets like, oh my God, everything makes so much more sense now, but like your capacity to understand how to deal with it changes, you know? It's just, and that goes back to what we were saying earlier, like growth, you know?
I could dig that.
Just changing and shit.
I could dig that.
What's your relationship like with cannabis? Do you like wake up in the morning and smoke, or is it like?
Oh, for sure, I'm wakey bakey. Like, I'm wakey bakey. You yeah. feel me?
Do you like prepare? Like, do you roll up like before you go to bed, or is it like
practice? No.
Yeah,
I always be at nighttime. I smoke half a blunt. Like, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
I got a little time schedule. Like around 7, 8, I smoke a whole blunt to the face. You feel me? And then after that blunt, I'll smoke. Like, I'll go on the game. Me and my folks have like smoke sessions. We'll play like 3-4 sessions a game.
Okay.
Back out. Stay in the lobby, chill for a little bit.
What do you play?
Man, I play like Call of Duty and shit. Oh, like
okay,
that.
Bet.
You feel me? I just be chilling like NBA, 2K, shit like that.
Yeah.
Madden.
Yeah.
I try. You know, I'm diverse with my games and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just be smoking. Like, I just smoke an L, smack, like, during them sessions that we, you know, doing that shit, I smoke half the L, then I put it away. Then I just doze off because I'm so fried. I just smoked the whole L and then half that joint. Like, I'm, you know, done with the game, chill, put a show on, go to sleep. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, the TV is my white noise. So, like,
okay, gotcha,
so
gotcha.
Like, I go to sleep with the TV. So, like, I go to sleep, wake up, there's half a bean waiting for me. You feel me?
Nice. As you were saying, yeah.
yeah.
No, that's, like, sounds like a good system.
Yeah, that's a good, like, I don't need a roll. Like, I yeah. just got a half a bean waiting for me in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to get back into smoking more. I've been like, I used to smoke a whole lot, and then I kind of like chilled out for a bit, and then lately I've been like kind of off and on or whatever, but yeah, it's weird. I'm just still like fucking blown away that it's not legal on a federal level. You know what I mean? Like, where? What the fuck, man? Nobody.
NPA,
you know what I mean?
NPA.
It's medical here, but it's still illegal.
No, I know. I'm talking about NPA, like Cali,
yeah.
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right. But I mean, just even like the whole fucking country.
Yeah.
How is it not legal yet? You know.
That shit's corny, bro. And we will be one of the last people to be changed. Like, that shit's corny. Like, I get we got that junk. That's why I'm not getting my shit. Like, bro, like, they about to change that shit. Right when I get my shit, watch. They going to change that shit. That's just like hell. When I graduated type shit, I was buying wraps and all that, like, at gas stations. And then the whole Jump changed to 21.
Oh, yeah,
so you gotta
be 21. Yeah, right.
That shit was corny as fuck, bro. I was buying jumps for like 6-7 months. They changed that shit for me, bro.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to corner stores. You feel me? I had no option. You feel me? I had to just say I'm 18 because that shit was fucking up they bread. That was fucking up the city's bread. Like,
fuck
the gas stations. The gas stations are gonna get the old heads, little drive-through truck drivers getting their Newports and shit like that. They not getting wraps, you feel me? They getting like tobacco products, you feel me?
Yeah.
But us, we want wraps, you feel me? To roll gas. So like we go to the bodegas, corner stores, cause that shit fucked up mad bread, bro.
Yeah, man.
There's mad money in that shit. And doing that 18 to 21 fucked up the whole shit, bro.
Yeah.
And it's cause of the jewel pods. Couple kids in high school were dropping dead in the stalls and shit. That's why they had to change it to 21, cause kids in high school were turning 18 in high school and giving it, supplying it with the friends and shit like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's why they changed it. Feel me?
Vape shit is weird, man.
That shit corny. That's why they trying to ban that shit. They advertising this shit. You feel me? Trying to ban vaping and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I, as somebody that smokes cigarettes, I know they're bad. I never really tried to stop, but I'm thinking about leaving or whatever. But I've been talking to a lot of like younger people that vape, and then I'm like, oh, let me try it or whatever, and like it tastes like candy. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, this is 100% being marketed towards kids, you know? Like, vaping's weird. It's all weird. But yeah, weed will be legal one day. And until then, we just support local business, you know?
Yeah, me like I don't know. I don't smoke cigarettes. I was that tight. I told my grandma, you need to stop.
Yeah.
I told my pop, you need to stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's fucking bad for you.
I could, like, as a kid, I was telling them that shit. Like, me, I smoke gas because I do my research. Me growing up, I looked up how many people die off of cigarettes. I don't even want to say that number. So it's in the millions, bro.
Yeah.
In 1 year, it's in the millions what cigarettes could do.
Yep.
And I was like, whoa, nizzle. I ain't touching this shit.
Yeah.
Look at gas. Zero.
Yep. None.
Zero.
Never.
Zero. If not you die, and I heard teachers saying you died off that shit. I'm like, no, that's fucking cat, bro. That's synthetic, bro. Yeah. That's synthetic weed. That's that's red. That's fucking K2. That's 2K. You feel
you
me?
Ever smoke K2?
Hell no. Hell no. Hell
I remember when it first came out.
I know one thing about it because my uncle did it. The one that's 5 years older than me. You feel me? He only did it because they ain't show up in his piss. So,
right. It's so very like, popular.
Yeah. Like, all I know about it is incense. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's basically incense to smell like gas, mimic gas.
Yeah, it's like weird chemicals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was around like when it first kind of like popped off and they were like selling it at like Turkey Hills and shit. And like myself and my friends were like, you know, some of us were on like probation and stuff and wanted to get away with it. And myself, like, I was just like, oh, fucking, at the time, I was, you know, I was doing drugs and shit, so it was just another thing to try. But, like, there was a couple early on that, like, were like weed. Like, it wasn't bad. It was fine. But then what happened is, like, the government was like, this chemical is illegal. Can't sell the shit anymore. So whoever was making the shit was like, all right, we'll just tweak it slightly. And then it gets released again, and it's, you know, legal. So, like, every single time it would get banned. Whoever these companies were that were making this shit would just change the chemical slightly, change it like on a molecular level, change it slightly to the point where now, like K2 as it's called, or spice or whatever the fuck, is like, you know, it's not like fucking synthetic weed at all. It's like its own drug. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like some weird wonky shit. Like, I would never smoke that shit now.
But that's the category, son, synthetic weed. Like, it's just
JWH-018 was the first. I used to be like really into chemicals and stuff, but that was the first.
E-wilding.
Yeah, because you could buy it online in powder form, and then mix it with acetone and spray it on like Damia root, and then that's how you would make spice.
I'm so old school. I'm up in person. Like, I don't know all this technology shit.
Yeah.
I watched it grow fast as fuck. You feel me? There was nothing
in the you're early in 2000s. It,
like, you feel me? Like, I'm 2001, so there was barely nothing. You feel me?
Yeah, I was
still box TVs. If you had a plasma TV,
yeah,
you was the man around the town.
Oh yeah,
you feel me?
I remember the first time I saw a flat screen TV, like in a store or something like that, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yo, that shit, like,
yeah. Now you can get that shit for, you know, like,
cheap as fuck.
Bro, I went to get a new monitor for, like, we put the screen in the booth. And, like, we ended up just getting that one from somebody for free. But I was looking around and I was like, holy shit, like, TV, you could get a TV for like $100 now. Like, what the fuck, you know? It's crazy. But, it's yeah, crazy, I mean, to think about, like, the technology gap of, like, so I was born in 93. In 2001, I was, like, 7-ish. So, I mean, you know. I don't really, like, I remember some shit, but yeah, like, the growth of technology just in the last 5 years, the last 10 years, you know what I mean, has been fucking insane. Like, the iPhone, like, smartphones and all that shit, that was in, like, 2007, 2008.
That was, like, 2010.
Yeah.
That was 2010.
Yeah. Is when the iPhone came out?
Yeah.
Gotcha. But, yeah,
that's
like.
That's what I remember. That shit was, like.
Yeah.
You had that shit. You was the man around the town.
Yeah, bro. I remember.
Because that's when the BlackBerry and shit was popular and all that. The slide phones.
Yeah. I always wanted one. I had a, my first phone was like a, fuck, I don't remember if the Nokia. It was just like a little block. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a fucking, and I was like so stoked. I was like, oh my God, I can call people. Like, this is fucking insane. And now you look at shit and it's like. Man. It's wild, man. I'm trying to stay on top of it as much as I can, but I will say it's moving very fast, you know?
I'm going to keep it a bean. Like, I was either outside playing sports.
Yeah.
Or inside playing a game. That was the only technology we had. We had a little box TV, connect the little AV joints into the little TV, you know, the color cords, and play the game. Feel me?
Yeah.
PlayStation 2.
Nice.
All that. Like, I'm a PlayStation boy. I grew up PlayStation. So, okay. Like, you know, Xbox was just coming out when I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, to say that Xbox is a baby compared to, like, PlayStation, shit is a baby. Feel me? Because, like, I grew up, I don't know, like, Nintendo and PlayStation, those were, like, the two retroest, like, systems.
Oh,
that
were in
my household, you feel me?
I remember my neighbor Chris had a Nintendo 64, and I would go over to his house and just like watch him play Zelda, and I was like, this is so cool.
yo, like, for real, I like, that's what I do when I'm at home, you feel me? I work out or I play the game, you feel me? Like, like, when I'm at home, you feel me? But outside of home, that's my craftiness. That's when I bring out me. That's when I'm at home, I'm chilling, I'm vibing.
Yeah.
I'm being my, like, I'm trying to be in a cool state when I'm at home. Like you, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
When you hit home, you don't want to hear nobody disturb you.
Yeah, like, yeah. No,
like, you at, you, when you at home, you just chill. You at a, like, a humble peace.
Yeah.
That's just how I be at the crib and all that.
I think that's important. I'm happy you have that, you know, like, there's definitely been times where, like, you know, the home wasn't the move. And I'm looking back, like, thankful for that because it made me work harder because I always wanted to be here because I didn't want to be home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, like, yeah, you gotta have your sanctuary somewhere where you can just fucking unplug and be quiet and do what, you know what I mean? Do whatever.
But, yeah, bro. Like, yeah, sometimes this shit gets overwhelming and gets caught up and I love it. But, like, I do need to get some time.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
Off from it. You feel me?
I dig that.
Do some other shit that I like, too, as well. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I'm that's one thing I like, because I'm ADHD, you feel me? So, like, I can't be just on one thing. Just that I have to do, like, multiple things. Like, I'm doing this, that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just be doing one thing. Like, I do multiple things, but I do one. Like, I'm that type. I get aggravated if you tell me to go get some, and I'm going to get it, and you tell me to go get something else. You got to wait till I go get that shit and bring it back to you. And then you can tell me go get something else. You feel me? Yeah. You can't do that because I'm a fuck it up, and you not going to be satisfied. You feel me? You got to wait till I come back to you, get that shit that you just told me to go get. Yeah. Like, that's the type of ADHD I got. Like you mean, I go get that shit, you know, tell me the next task. You feel me?
Yeah,
what else to do? You feel me?
Yeah.
And then that. You feel me? That's what I do. Like, I finish this task. Cutting my hair, did my appointments, doing this, what I'm doing with you.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
Get done whatever we doing. We could either make music after this joint, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And just man shit. Like, I get shit done, and then I work on to the next. I wait till shit's done. Don't multitask into one thing type shit.
I get that. Yeah, whatever works. I mean, at the end of the day,
it's kind
of
like multitask, but it's not multitask at the same time, because like, I'm not like my mom on some shit, like on some octopus hands and shit. You know what I'm saying? Going crazy, grabbing everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I can't do that.
Nah, whatever works, man. As long as you're fucking, you know, trying your best and being happy and that's making it work, you know?
That's what you trying to do, too. You say you got a lot. You just got, if you got a whiteboard. You got a whiteboard at the crib?
I have a whiteboard right there.
No, you got a whiteboard at the crib, though?
I have notes. My phone. I'm a notes guy.
Notes, whiteboard. Yeah. Just like, set a routine for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Set a little routine checklist for yourself. Do some that, because when we meet our goals, we be hype as hell.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
Like, we be hype as hell. Like, just make some goals for yourself. Feel me? Like, I got a whiteboard, so like, I make goals for myself.
It's super important.
I meet that criteria. And then that shit boosts my esteem. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that shit, a whole different level. It's just positivity. Mm-hmm. How I was saying, beginner. It just keeps you motivated, keeps you going. Like, keeps you going. Everything. Like, everything just keeps flowing. And it keeps you in a good, organized space and time being. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know, you want to satisfy everything that you want inside this place as well.
Yeah.
But you got other people to satisfy it. Too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
So I know that shit is hard because I'm in the same situation. So like, I had to have a checklist for myself.
It's super helpful. I mean, what I like to do is like, I do most of that stuff in my notes, my phone, just because I can like fucking, have it with me all the time, right? But I'll have like big goals for the year, and then I'll have subcategory goals that are like, I don't want to say easier to achieve, but like faster to achieve. So then like, what I've always found for myself is like, if I take like a really really lofty idea and I'm like, all right, let's try to make this happen, and without breaking it down, it's daunting as fuck, and then if it doesn't work out, it's fucking horrible. But if you break down like giant goals with smaller goals that will then allow you to fulfill the bigger goal, it's one, more satisfying to be able to be like, all right, sick, I did that. And then also, like, speaking on organization, like, it helps you kind of make sure everything's in order, you know? So like, I have currently like all the big things that I need to do like this year, and then everything I need to do this month, and then literally every day I just have like a list of things that I need to do, and I just go do, you know? And it's like, sometimes I don't fucking check the shit off and I just move it to the next day, and then I do it. And if I, like, I'll never let stuff, unless there's like something seriously fucking wrong, like whatever needs to be done that week will get done that week. If it means I don't sleep that week, fine, you know what I mean? But like,
fuck, know, it, bro.
Yeah,
there's sleepless nights in this shit too.
Yep.
Countless sleepless nights.
You get it. But dude, this has been fun, man. We've been talking for a little bit over an hour. I'm gonna wrap this up. I think this was I think this was positive, dude. I hope you had a good time.
It's Byron.
Yep.
Best podcast in town.
Oh, thanks,
in Link City, man.
Yeah.
My first interview though.
Well, I'm happy you could be here, man.
Yeah. I'm glad to share y'all what's in the inside.
Yeah.
You know, behind the curtains and everything. You know, explain what I'm about.
Hell yeah. I think the people will definitely get some good takeaways from this. I just got two questions left for you here. First and foremost, where can the people find you? Anything you want to plug?
I'm on all platforms. There's no worries where I'm at. I'm on all platforms. There's no worries.
Word.
I'll be there wherever you want to be at. But I'm not on them like Spinrilla, my mixtapes. I'm not on them.
Yeah.
But I'm on, like, platforms. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm going to drop on SoundCloud. I'm going to drop on YouTube. I'm going to drop on Apple Music, you know, Spotify. I'm going to drop on, you know, main shit. You feel me? But, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be where you want me. You feel me? Like, I'm here.
Dope. Yeah, we'll link in the description the stuff that you already have out. And like I said, we're going to play a song at the beginning of this, so link in the description. The people know that already. But one question I got left for you is how I like to end the podcast. You said you're 22, right?
Yeah.
In your 22 years of living on this earth, what's your biggest takeaway so far? Like, what have you learned?
Shit. The world ain't sweet, bro. I learned that shit at 6 years old. It's tatted on my wrist. Feel me? My grandpa, you know, passed away. First dead body I seen at 6 years old. You feel me? Like, that shit was like, damn, life ain't. He ain't coming back. You know, week went past. My dad said he ain't coming back. Sorry. Feel me? That's how life is. So, like, that's the biggest takeaway for me. Feel me? And that's how I'm going to end it. Because the world ain't sweet. Feel me? That's how I came into this shit. That's how I learned this life shit. It ain't sweet. Feel me? Your life could go like this. Feel me? So, I'm 20 Miles 01. We're wrapping up. Best podcast in town.